Versus Rodin, Bodies Across Space and Time is an exhibition that brings together contemporary artworks alongside the works of sculptor Auguste Rodin, who redefined the depiction of the body.
What I wanted to create was a really dynamic and charged space which would allow us to bring 20 bronzes by Auguste Rodin in conversation with major modern and contemporary artists who have also challenged the representation of the human figure and really grappled with how to negotiate and portray aspects of the human condition.
When Lee Robb started her newly created role as curator of contemporary art at the South Australian Art Gallery, her first challenge was to create a contemporary art exhibition that boldly places the works of Auguste Rodin as the centrepiece, 100 years after his death.
I dug deep into the life of Rodin, how he ran his studio, how he worked with his foundry, with workshops, and he's constantly recast as a different type of artist. He's a romantic, he's a classicist, he's a modernist. The type of experimentation he was doing with the figure, with casting, and also how he thought ahead to the future proliferation of his legacy really made me think about the way that a lot of contemporary artists work today, and really positioned him as quite a proto-contemporary artist.
Incorporating sculpture, photography, painting and weaving, the exhibition takes visitors through galleries exploring the body in its many guises, as a whole and fragmented, as a vessel for emotion and erotica, in action and in stillness. An inspired addition to the exhibition is a work by the Australian Dance Theatre.
Well, I think if you're looking at the body and constantly reading quotes by Rodin, who would talk about how do you compress the physicality of movement, how do you represent expressive gestures, how do you represent the sort of control of a muscle, and the performance by ADT, it really animates and embodies the ideas of the show.
Artistic director Gary Stewart says a conversation with Lee Robb about the exhibition inspired him to create the piece called Doppelganger.
We had a conversation about the fragmentation of identity and sort of split notions of the self, and from that I thought of the idea of the doppelganger, which is a term from 19th century German literature about this kind of twin that exists. It's a mythological figure that sort of expresses a foreboding of ill fate.
I love that it both expressed individuality but also that sort of symbiosis between all of the actors within that dance. Was that really intentional?
Yeah, well, at the beginning it's quite clear that all the doppelgangers are parts of the dancer Matt Roth's psyche. So basically there's six dancers and all of them are wearing masks of Matt. So Matt's the central figure and they're all interacting with him and circulating around him.
Yeah. How did Matt react?
Well, he loved it, and he's a born performer, and he's fabulous, and, you know, so, yeah, I think any dancer being told, you know, you're going to be the central figure in this show and everyone's going to wear masks of you would be rather kind of enthralled and delighted at the prospect of what we could do with that. And it has been a lot of fun making it, and we've actually referenced some Rodin sculptures in some of the physical positions that the dancers take on during the piece, some of the sculptural moments in the work.
How important do you think it is to incorporate the moving body into a sculptural exhibition like this?
Well, I think it's really interesting that there's been shifts in dance where dance is moving into the gallery space, particularly in the last 6 or 7 years, and we see that a lot in Europe in particular. And then there's been the re-emergence and interest in performance art. I think it's been kind of quite timely that a gallery would think of having a dance company within its space. And for us too, broaching gallery spaces with performance is a really interesting extension of our practice. Certainly it's very apt in a sculpture exhibition where artists are trying to create representations of the human body, and certainly Rodin was extraordinary in his capturing the corporealization of emotions and psychological states. So when you look at a sculpture like The Thinker, the entire body is involved in the process of contemplation and rumination. That really works quite well, particularly in contemporary dance, where we are often focused on looking at the gestures and physicality of psychological states.
Gary Stewart, Artistic Director of the Australian Dance Theatre. And the performance piece fits in more ways than meet the eye. Curator Lee Robb says it has a broad relevance to the artistic process.
You know, the idea of a doppelganger, I think of relationships to replication, duplication, but to casting, and the masks that five of the six dancers wear have been 3D printed. So it brings us into a very contemporary space also of techniques and process, as well as just being such a visceral and confrontational piece.
Contemporary art curator at the South Australian Art Gallery, Lee Robb, ending that story.